God. God, we pray now in the name of Jesus that you would open up our minds and open up our hearts, God. God, you said that heaven and earth would pass away, but your word would stand. Bless your word tonight, sanctify it, incorporate it into our lives that we might be a better people as a result of your word, God. God, not our will, but thine will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, let's go to the word. Philippians chapter 1, verse 3. Through 11. All right. Verse 3 through 11. All right. Meet me there. And got it. Okay. Somebody read verses 3 through 11. Please.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
Is that an Isaiah?
Yes.
Hey, Tina. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay. Always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing.
Ooh,
that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
Amen, 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 amen. So tonight, remember last week we dealt with three keys for stress-free living. Tonight we want to deal with de-stressing your relationships. All of us are that are in relationships. I mean, I'm single now, but I mean, when I was in a relationship, well, I'm not totally single. Let me say that. We dealt with some type of stress in the relationships, and I noticed at the introduction I put those of you that have the lesson on a very regular basis. People deal with all kinds of stress, because we are all different, and one area that creates lots of stress in our is our relationships. And there are three things that you can do to de-stress your relationships, and I need y'all to write them down. Number one, the first thing you can do, and let me say this before I get to that. So let me give you an introduction of what's going on, because Paul writes to the church at Philippi, and he has a unique relationship with this congregation. Why? Because primarily because they did things for him and for his ministry that was uncommon and unique. When you get a chance, look at chapter 4. He tells them over in chapter 4 that nobody else helped me. Nobody else gave to me. He said it was only you. I received from you. And really, the book of Philippians was supposed to have been an appreciation letter. It was just supposed to be a thank you letter, but it took Paul literally 4 chapters to tell him thank you. All right, and what one thing that caught me my attention about this church is that this church was a young church. It was a young church, and not only because of their generosity and their liberality towards ministry. But it was also unique in the relationship with this church is that when Paul writes it, it's a young church. He had founded the church, and he went away for about 3 years, and while he's in Roman imprisonment, he writes to them, and he begins to give to this church some wisdom for them to succeed. And so the first thing we need to look at in verse 3 and 5 is, the first thing is, look for the good in the other person. I think that is very, very important, y'all, that we must do as believers. We got to stop looking for the bad in other people and start looking for good. Paul writes, he says in verse 1 and 3, that I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Listen to what he says. Paul is thankful for the Philippian believers because he remembers the good things about them. He focuses on the good times that they had. What do you think about when you think about people who bring stress into your life? Good things or bad things? Most of us just focus on the bad things. Do you have stressful times in your marriage? I mean, I know everybody does. But when that stress comes, how do you begin to think about your mate or what you tend to remember about him or her? I mean, is it just the bad stuff? Right? Then when you talk to your mate, you communicate the bad things you have been thinking, and that only adds more stress in the relationship. But God gives us a great command to help us with this problem. First, he tells us not to use any corrupt or abusive talk. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. And what does he say to us in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29? Somebody grab that and somebody read that.
Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may be impart grace to the hearers.
Okay, so what Paul says to the Ephesians church, you need to be careful what you say, right? Not just in your relationship, but just in general. We need to really be careful what we say, because that saying, and y'all, I know on the call every morning for the last couple of days, we've been talking about relationships and stuff and how we need to treat our men and our women and you know, vice versa and all of that. You know, and y'all, that saying that sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Let me tell you something. That's one of the biggest lies that have ever been told in the world. Okay, because the tongue, James says that the tongue is a fire. And sometimes, y'all, the tongue can hit harder than a 357 Magnum. And I know some ladies, I know some women that can cut you down with their tongue in a heartbeat. Anybody know anybody like that? That can cut you with their tongue, and that's why y'all laughing, uh-huh, that can literally cut you down and make you feel like you just an inch tall. You know, so y'all, we got to be careful. Paul says, number one, don't let corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Be careful what you say. I mean, building people up rather than tearing them down will take a lot of stress out of your relationship. It'll take a lot of stress out of your life. You must be honest and sincere, but when you look for the good in people, you'll begin to find it. When you say things to build them up, you'll start to distress your relationship. So Paul tells the Philippians he is especially grateful for their fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Verse 5, and somebody was going to say something? Okay. He in verse 5, 1 and 5. Now, the best way to de-stress a relationship is remember the best and forget the rest. Did y'all hear what I said? Remember the best and forget the rest. Now, when I say de-stressing in your relationships, I'm not just talking about husband or wife, boyfriend or girlfriend,